Alright guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. Now, I got another theory. Well, listen, not much. That's not really a theory. It's more like a discussion on what might be a factual statement. Some might not think it to be true. But I'm going to be using information from the collage latest chapter of Black Clover to discuss exactly how strong Asta's become. Now, most of you might be wondering, why do I always talk about Black Clover more than anything else? Because that shit is fucking fire. Black Clover is great, man. I'm really enjoying it, the manga. It's just great, right? Now, I think I did cover a little bit in the manga review that I did, but in case you didn't listen to that or you didn't reach that far, I'm going to be talking about it right now. So today's topic is, how strong has Asta gotten over the 6 months time skip, you know? So they took the 6 months to really do some major training in order to prepare for the upcoming battle that they're going to have against the Spade Kingdom, you know, and the devil, Magic Liar, whatever he wants to name. And this guy is supposedly very, very strong. Now, keep in mind, let's put into context how strong this devil is supposed to be. The devil that Asta and Clover Kingdom face is said to be weaker than this current devil that is residing in Diamond Kingdom. That should give you a very clear idea of how powerful of an enemy that they are dealing with. Keep in mind, the devil that Asta faced took multiple high-level mages, multiple corporations. This guy was literally trashing these guys like it was nothing he could regenerate unless you pierced his heart. He was tremendously powerful. And if the devil that's residing in Diamond Kingdom is going to be anything, he's supposedly way stronger than that guy, then it is problem, guys. We're dealing with some major badass character. Right, a previous chapter we saw where this guy supposedly trashed the Diamond Kingdom force by himself. I'm not even sure if that was really him or not, but it was supposedly him, right? Trashed the Diamond Kingdom force. Like, oh, come on, the Diamond Kingdom was garbage anyway. Let's keep it real, right? And no wonder he's confident enough to go up against three kingdoms simultaneously. That's pretty much what's happening right now. So let's get into how strong Asta's gotten, right? So all of that was to say that Asta and company need to be really, very, really strong in order to face the Diamond Kingdom, right? Not just the devil, but also the very powerful mages that reside in the Spade Kingdom as well, right? So Asta needs to be really strong, right? So one of the first thing that made us realize how strong Asta has gotten is that he was flying on his sword, right? He was flying on his sword. That shit was great, man. Asta no longer needs to borrow a ride, hitch a ride with any of his fellow mages, his guile members. No, he can do that shit himself right now, you know. Asta is flying now, baby. He's flying at super fast speeds right now, and his sword, which means that he's able to now control anti-magic within his sword to a greater degree, right? So he's able to manipulate the energy that is coming from his sword and use this to manipulate his sword however he wants. Now let's get into how strong Asta has become. That was just an idea to show you how powerful he has gotten. Right, I think he's now in full control of anti-magic. Oh no, he might have even gotten some form of contract with the devil. Right, I'm going to touch on that later on. Now, let's talk about how strong he has gotten. I know this is 3 minutes and I've still haven't touched on it. So, according to the magic director that is always beside the Art Kingdom's priestess or princess, this is what he said. Our strongest assets have always been considered our higher level mages. With their strong affinity to manner of nature, they possess the ability to control our special techniques, right? And these people that he's talking about are normally level 0. If you remember, there is a power scale in the Art Kingdom, you know, from 9 to 0, right? And level 1s and 2 zeros are normally the strongest one. This guy here himself is level 0. He's a magic director, I think is what he's called. Right, so he's saying that our strongest assets have always been our higher level mages, right? But now we are faced with something unprecedented. Someone that has absolutely no mana whatsoever yet has been able to become so powerful. And the person that he's talking about is Asta, right? I think he's talking about Asta. And then the princess was like, that's exactly why he has been classified as a dark level. But what I'm impressed with more is that, more than anything else, was his hard work, guts, and strength to never give up. Right? So that's what they were talking about. Now, I read that piece of information there to leave you guys a perspective of how strong, right? And I'm thinking that Asta has now reached either level 1 or level 0 in terms of strength. And the reason why I'm saying is that this magic director here is basically making a correlation between their current strongest and how strong Asta has become, right? Again, I'm going to read it for you guys. Our strongest assets have always been considered our higher level mages. With their strong affinity to mana of nature, they possess the ability to control the special techniques. But now we are faced with something unprecedented. Someone that has absolutely no mana whatsoever has been able to become so powerful, right? Someone could be saying that's so powerful that is referenced to is so powerful, almost as powerful or so powerful as the high level mages that is able to use their special techniques. And what is dumbfounding them is that this guy has absolutely no mana, but he's able to put up such a threat. He's able to fight either equally or even stronger than their biggest assets, right? That's what I'm getting from that. Let me know if you guys might not be getting that, but that's exactly what I'm getting at. So yeah, this is showing you exactly how powerful Asta has become, and I have to say that, yo, it's great, man. Asta is Magic Knight is Magic Captain strong right now, right? He's very strong, and I think everyone in the manga is gonna get a power scale, not just Asta. So I think that the current level that we saw Magic Knights at, they're probably gonna be even stronger. No, Yami is probably gonna get even stronger because he's training. Uno is probably unlocked in so much more power in the 6 months. And that's one of the good things about having time skips in anime. You're able to in the last 6 months, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. You know, it's a nice way to really develop your story without trying to, you know, convince your people that so-and-so happened. You just listen. 1 year pass and in 1 year kids can be born, you know, something like that. So that's it. So I'm saying that Asta has become as strong as Magic Knight Captains. That's what I think. You know, he's as strong as Magic Directors in Art Kingdom. He's so strong. And in the same chapter, he was so confident in his strength that he was telling the advance in Diamond Kingdom forces to come at him by himself, and he destroyed one of their strongholds and was basically saying that he's going to destroy multiple enemies that are probably very strong by himself with no backup, no help or anything, and he's able to wield his sword way better now, and he's basically being able to pull out a maximum amount of anti-magic, because keep in mind Asta has a lot of anti-magic. The problem was that he was not able to fully wield it, right? So I'm thinking that the anti-magic is like mana, but in an anti-magic format, right? And he's able to pull. He probably has a huge reserve of it because the devil in him probably has a lot of it as well. And so that's why his features and appearance change once he pull on that anti-magic and stuff like that. So this guy has gotten really, really powerful, man. Really, 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 really powerful. Anyway, that's it for this one. I'll see you guys in another video podcast audio, whenever that is. See you guys later.
Views on this subject. Stephen A.
Hello?
I mentioned was late reading. His mother, who worked